Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Tom Borg. Tom Borg Consulting is the company. Making Service Count is the book. Tom, I need your website, please.
That's easy. It's TomBorg.com.
All right. So check it out, B-O-R-G. Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. Let's talk about the future. And I one of the things I love to talk about, and I did this a little bit earlier in the hour, but it's worth doing again. One of the things small business owners have the ability to do is see what's going on around them and managing that, dealing with that, with the reality of this in front of them. But if they'll take what they see, two different things, maybe three different things, and imagine that they're going to intersect those things that are three different things completely. Maybe one's the economy, one's the customer trend, and another one is maybe a supply chain issue, whatever it may be. Imagine what those things will look like if and when they intersect 6 months from now, or a year from now, or even 2 years from now. What will be the implications of that intersection, that collision on me? That's CEO thinking, isn't it, Tom? That's not manager thinking. That's CEO thinking. What do you think?
That's right. That's being a visionary. That's looking into the future, looking at the options, looking at the cards that you could be dealt, and what would you be doing with that? I think right now is a great time for a lot of businesses to take stock of what has gone on with their company up to this point in time. And since they've got a break in some way, some companies had a shutdown and they're minimally operating. This is a great time to sit back and say, okay, what can we do now to take a look at that mission statement we've got? Maybe it's time to revisit that. Maybe we need to rewrite that, aren't they? Throw out the old one, create a new one. Mm-hmm. What about our purpose as an organization? And how are we going to be able to deliver what we need to deliver? These are great times to really reexamine our business premise and see how we can alter it, change it, make it even better. Because we are looking at a new world, a new way of doing things. And it's, like I said, we kind of got forced into this, but maybe mm-hmm. it's for the better.
Well, but in the meantime, I just got to speak to this, Tom. In the meantime, we got to remember some things don't need to be thrown out. Some things in the future are going to not change, and that's what I call the prime fundamentals. The not old school or new school, but the school. You and I are both heavy adopters of technology and things like that. That when we were 20, nobody would ever, it would have been science fiction, and yet we're using it today. But when we were 20, these prime fundamentals were as relevant then as they are today, and they are going to be 20 years from now. And that's customers and cash and profit, things like that. What do you think?
Of course, Jim. That's absolutely the truth. And same with people. You know, the people you have, we need to treat them with respect. We need to honor them as individuals. And certainly these are things that will never go away. I think the key is when we look at the future, we have to think about how is it going to be a little bit different? How should we adjust? What are some things we should be trying out as we move forward? But you're right. There's basic things that are going to stay the same. However, we do need to be aware of what is going to be changing and be able to see things a little differently.
Well, and to take what you just said, a customer is still the prime fundamental. But how customers behave, that will be new school. That will be the new school stuff. The old school, the school stuff is customers are prime. The new school is what do they want from me today? That's the new school, isn't it?
That's right. That's like the old saying there, you got to skate to where the puck's going to be. That's right. That's what made Wayne Gretzky so successful.
Yeah.
And we need to be thinking about the same thing with our customers right now. Where are they going to be? Where are their needs going to be?
Jim, I got 20 seconds. I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts, please.
I think if we just take this time as an opportunity to look at our companies and where we want to go, what our customers need and want, I think this could be a real, real plus for any organization that's thinking about the future, wanting to make the best of it.
Thank you very much, Tom. Tom Borg, ladies and gentlemen. Borg.com, is that right?
TomBorg.com.
TomBorg.com. Check it out, folks. He'll be back another day. We'll get him back. We won't be without his wisdom for very long. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that survival is winning. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.